And welcome into another edition of Cup of Joe, brought to you by Custom Computer Technologies. I'm Stuart Davis, and today we're catching up with our good friends over at Starbase. Of course, Starbase is a Department of Defense-funded program exposing fifth graders in our area to science, technology, engineering, math. And the school year has just gotten underway, and so we're going to find out how things are going with Doc over at Starbase. Doc, always good to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
Last time we talked, summer camps were ending down. You were getting ready for the school year, and so now you're in the thick of it. How is the school year going?
Oh, it's going great. We are three classes in now. We did a big remodel over the summer. It feels like a different building, even though it's the same building. But yeah, classes are coming in, having a great time, being successful. Couldn't ask for more.
And Helena Area School fifth graders are the grade level that gets exposed to this awesome program. What are some of the schools that don't traditionally get to go to Starbase going to be a part of it this year?
We have East Helena on the schedule again this year. They're going to be on it permanently. We're going to have Montana City coming in this year. But otherwise, it's pretty full. You know, we have 36 classes this year coming.
That's incredible. And you also have an advanced program, Starbase Advanced, which is this new? Is this something that you've been doing in the past, but this kind of takes it to another level?
Well, it used to be called Starbase 2.0. It was rebranded to Starbase Advanced by the National Starbase folks. It's after school, middle school programs. We have them at Helena Middle School, C.R. Anderson, East Valley Middle School, and we have one out in Clancy as well.
Is that also for fifth graders?
Well, that's for middle school. They meet once a week, after school club. Some kids play football or do track or whatever. And this is a way to kind of keep that spark going from fifth grade, because most of them have come through Starbase, and just, you know, gives kids chance to learn more about STEM and get experience with it.
Whether it's robotics, working with computer technology that they don't have the opportunity to work with, 3D printing. So many cool things to, like you say, stoke that fire and hopefully build some future scientists, mathematicians, and engineers.
Absolutely. We got drones this year, which is going to be real fun. And robotics is always a hit. So there's all kinds of things to get exposed to.
You're really expanding your reach out in the community with some family nights to allow families to come in and see what you guys do. I know you've got some lined up this year. Tell us more about these family nights.
Yeah, our first one is scheduled for the 27th this month at Radley. We're going to do a family night over there. We're also going to have family nights this year at Central Elementary, Bryan Elementary. We're going to try to get Warren Elementary in there. And we have them at the schools, so it's easier for the kids to get there than coming out to the base. So our first one's coming up soon. My staff and I really enjoy that, really engage the community, engage the parents, and get the kids hyped to come to Starbase.
And again, you can find more information online. Type in Starbase Montana, a great website. Also social media. I'm sure you're on all the grams and books and everything.
Yeah, we have a Facebook and an Instagram. Come give our page a like or a follow. We post on there all the time with what's coming up, what's happened. We do recaps of classes. But yeah, that's where you'll find all this stuff to know about.
Well, Doc, as always, thank you so much for coming in, sharing all this great information with us, and having a cup of Joe.
Thank you.